Part 2. Realism. Chapter 3. Heads I win, tails it's chance. The psychologist Martin Seligman first set forth the highly influential learned helplessness theory of depression in 1967. He reasoned that depressed people see the world too negatively because they are scarred by early hardship and learn to feel helpless. Studies on animals had supported the theory. And in 1979, two of Seligman's students, Lauren Alloy and Lynn Abramson, decided to test it on undergraduates. They asked their test subjects to press a button and observe whether it turned on a green light. The subjects effectively had no control over the light. The researchers would decide whether or not to turn it on when the subjects pressed the button. In several different trials, the researchers varied on how often the light came on after the button was pressed. In one experiment, it lit up 75% of the time. In another experiment, 50%. In a third, only 25%. Students were divided into two groups based on tests they'd previously taken: those with no symptoms of depression and those with some depression. Alloy and Abramson made an unwelcome discovery. Their teacher was wrong. Depressed students didn't underestimate how much control they had. Normal students overestimated it. This observation, which they called depressive realism, was strongest when the green light came on most often. When the light came on only 25% of the time after they pressed the button, about half of both depressed and normal groups realized they had no control over it. But when the light came on 75% of the time, only 6% of normal students realized they had little control, versus 50% in the depressed group. Aware that this artificial test didn't replicate real-world decisions because there were no performance-based rewards or penalties, the researchers introduced motivation. Money. Students were told they would gain or lose up to $5, which was worth a lot more in 1979 than it is now, each time the green light went on. As before, the experimenters manipulated the frequency of the light.